Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the program. It's so nice to be with you. I want to talk about figuring out what's next. I'm hearing a lot from my clients and people I'm speaking to. Everybody's ready for something. Well, maybe they might not even be ready. They know where they're at. Something's got to change, whether it's a career or a relationship or a physical health issue. It's time for some transformation. And I want to say that's awesome. It's so exciting. Transformation is awesome. But it is not awesome if you're not sure what you want to do. And so here are my tips for figuring it out. And in case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm a psychic. I'm a coach. I'm a healer. I bring all those skills together to provide my clients with intuitive coaching to help them transform their life, to live the life of their dreams. And if you are looking to make a change or you want some support, I'm really great on the career side. I'm great on the business side. I'm great on the relationship side. I'm pretty great all the way around in this intuitive game. Then check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, let's talk about how to do this. You know, something's got to change. You got a whole list of things that are not working in your life, or maybe you haven't even thought about it. You just are realizing I'm kind of grumpy every day. So how do you go on this exploration without really destroying everything that you've created? So first of all, acknowledge that you are ready for a change. And the next step is acknowledging that you don't know what that change is, and it's okay not to know. I would rather you not know than latch on to something that's not for your highest and greatest good, particularly if it's a situation where you're making choices and decisions from that survival instinct place. I'm finding more and more as I tune into that space that we humans can't really make a lot of soulful decisions from that place. Because if you think about it, that survival part of us, that ego part of us, is meant to keep us alive. So you're already alive and you're doing okay. And I'm assuming you got a roof over your head and somewhere that pays you and or some way of supporting yourself, and you've got people in your life. Let's say we're starting there. Things are okay, right? But you know you're ready for change. You know you want more. And so maybe that's a new career. Maybe it's a new car. Maybe it's a home. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe you don't even know what needs to change. Before you make any moves, unless you know exactly what you want to do, if you're someone who already knows, you're already on a path, I promise you I got a show coming for you somewhere down the line that's going to be really beneficial. But this is for folks who maybe they've been in the same career for a long period of time. It's not as fulfilling as it used to be. They want to do something different. This is also for people who maybe they've been saying that they want to do something different. I have a colleague who, I mean, for the last 10 years, she's been saying, I want to start bed and breakfast, I want to start bed and breakfast, I want to start bed and breakfast. If you are finding that you are saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and you've done nothing on it, this is for you. So for people who have no idea what they want to do, and for people who are not taking any action, so here is my advice. Number one, don't make any sudden moves, particularly anything that will dramatically upend your life. Why? Because when you don't know what you want to do, you will make choices and decisions from a place of fear. And 9 times out of 10, I just sent out a blog article, negative motivation. And I will say, negative motivation can be really powerful in the beginning stages to help you get going. Okay, I'm really sick of this job. I'm sick of getting yelled at my boss. I'm sick of this commute. I'm so over this type of guy. Awesome. That's not enough, though, to get you the good type of guy, to get you the boss that's not going to yell at you. The next step is, like, then what do I want? And the easiest way to do that is to make a list of everything that's not working. Because when you really can articulate what's not working and write it down, I've been on this, Spirit's been reminding me, you know, I am a classic journaler. I've been journaling for years, like well over a decade, and that is my source of truth. And the importance of writing it down is because we can talk, and we will change our speech based on whoever we're talking to. That's one thing. And that's not really connecting to our truth. We might be grazing the surface of it, but it's not really doing some inquiry. When you have to write it down and you have to look over it, you get to really see, this is what I think. It's almost a statement of, it's writing it down is a form of accountability. Okay, this is really what I think. This is really what I feel. This is really what's not working in my life. Now you got to do something about it. Once it's written down, once you're aware of it, it takes some action. And I find that when people don't write it down, then things can get a little muffled. You don't know quite where your truth is. Then you don't know what's going on. Also, and this is something I've been running up against, particularly for highly sensitive people, clairsentients, people that can feel energy. You know what you're feeling, you may not always be able to articulate it. You can't put a label on that feeling. So writing it down really helps you do that, because once you write it down, you can look back over that and you can say, that's sadness, or that's anger, or that's dissatisfaction. You can start to name it. And once you can name what's not working, then you can move into a space of what is working. So number three, you got to get out of your normal routine and environment. Yes, I know you got your job and you got your responsibilities at home and you got the things you got to do. You really have to make a conscious effort to get out of your normal environment. So if it's the weekend or your day off, get out of the house, get out of your space, make sure you've done your chores and all your responsibilities, and then give yourself space to try things. So you got to get out of the house. And initially, you might need to take some trips, day trips, you know, weekend trips. Just getting out of your environment is energetically, is a way of disassociating from where you are, so you can start to observe it from a more neutral standpoint. What happens, and I fall into this all the time, you'll think your stress of knowing something's got to change is blaring at you, and you think, I'm so tired, I can't do anything. I'm just going to stay home. Great. But is that soulful? And are you in a space where you can even see yourself? And if you're not, the easiest way to get to that space of neutral observing, so you can get really clear about what's going on in your life, is to get out of your environment, have some reflection time. And you might have to do this a couple of times. You might need to take a long trip. You might need to take every weekend, you know, anywhere someone invites you, go. So you can just start to get out of your environment to really get clear about who you are. It's difficult to know what's what when you're sitting in it every day. So we've got to shake up your routine to see how you feel, right? Number four, start compiling a list of what you want. I want this to be the most epic I want list ever. So maybe you're very clear that what's not working in your life is your job. I still want you to prepare this epic I want list of covering every aspect of your life, from the bedspread you want to that trip to Hawaii you want to take to the hot dude you want that makes coffee in the morning. I want this to be the most epic I want list. I want you to buy a journal, a notebook, anything, and I want you to fill the pages with I want, I want, I want. I did this recently. I do this periodically, probably, every 3 months I do a big I want. And most recently what I did was I used a poster board. And I just, one night, I just put some music on and just started writing and letting things come up and not censoring yourself. And be sure as you're writing this I want list that you are consciously writing it from the perspective of positive language. And what that means is maybe you're like, you got chronic back pain. I don't want to be in chronic back pain. No. I want to be pain-free. I want to feel unrestricted and vibrant and fluid in my body. Write the most positive language possible, because really the subconscious mind doesn't understand I don't want to be painful or I don't want to be in chronic pain. It doesn't understand that. It kind of just hears chronic pain and says, oh, that's what we know, so that's what we'll keep doing. For really to be open to the magic of spirit and spirit really coming in and bringing you solutions via your intuition, you have to use the most positive language. It's kind of like it creates a vessel. And it also opens you up to a whole nother perspective. Like, as opposed to, I don't want to be in pain, if you can say, I want to be vibrant in my body, whoa, now you've shifted some things energetically, and you're like, what's that vibrant thing? How do you do that, right? You just opened up a whole door for yourself, because you've been saying, I don't want to be pain-free forever. So this space of exploration is really about trying something new. It's expansion from within. You know, many people that I find that are in the space of wanting change and not knowing what the change is that they haven't given themselves a lot of freedom. They've gotten stuck in a routine. This is what I am. This is what I do. And it's been like decades for a lot of people. This is what I do. This is it. This, you know, and so you got to give yourself space. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to change everything. If you do what you love. You know, continue to be who you are. But if you know that there are very specific areas of your life where you've fallen into a rut and you're not even sure how it benefits you anymore, those are the areas of your life that to focus on. And you don't have to create a big abrupt change. You don't have to just stop doing everything. Just ask yourself, why? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And this I want list will help you start to identify those areas that you may have been fallen into a rut. You've been saying you're going to take that vacation for like 15 years and you still haven't taken it. This epic I want list, and it's really epic. I want everything that you can possibly think of. And give yourself a whole night if you want to do it. But if you find that you're not totally connected to yourself, and you'll know, I mean, just saying that, if you don't feel like you're totally connected to yourself, give yourself like a week. But consciously, daily, come to this list and add more I want. Doesn't matter how it's going to happen. That's not your job to figure it out. Just be in requesting mode. Because usually why we're so desperate for a change is because we've stopped being open to receiving. We've kind of set a limit. This is how much I can have in my life. I got to this point, it's cool, but we're not allowing ourselves to have more. And our soul wants to expand. It wants more, and that's where this discontentment is coming from. So next in this exploration journey, drink lots of water. However long this takes, this might take a year to figure this next move out for you. I want you to drink lots and lots of water. I want you to get good sleep and be conscious about that and figure out how to get good sleep and laugh. What this will do, those three things, this will help take the energetic edge off of your life. And you'll know, I'm going to have a point coming up later that'll talk about this, that energetic edge. But just those drink water, get good sleep, laugh. That'll take that edge off your life. And be religious about it. Number six. And this one, as I was putting this together, the show notes for this, and I was tuning in, and Spirit was giving me guidance. They said, read books. Start reading books. Actual books. And I said, what do you mean by that, Spirit? You know, aren't we reading all the time? And then I thought back to some of my greatest moments of transformation. Those blossoming, beautiful ahas that came forward. I know there was a time between my first year at USC and my second year. And I'm a deeply spiritual person. I've always been a deeply spiritual person. But I really went on this spiritual journey. And it started with my dearest friend. I was at her house, and her mother is a deeply spiritual person, and she had a book there that, and I can't even think of the title now, The Feminine Face of God, that was the book, I believe. And so it's like, wow, that's so interesting, and I wind up reading this book, and then it led to this and led to that, and led to, you know, that's what happens when you go on an exploration. And I spent this whole summer really being in transformation, changed my life dramatically. I became a vegetarian. I dropped 25 pounds. I changed my relationship with money. I picked a major. It took me forever to find a major and fell madly in love with it. And it was wonderful. It was just this fantastic and fantastic time. It was, you know, I think I was 20, going into 21 or 21. And I realized I was able to have that experience because I had read this book, actual book. Nowadays, we live in this digital age, and it's so phenomenal. I mean, I'm able to do this podcast from my home on my phone, and it can go out all over the world. We are so grateful for technology. But at the same time, we are bombarded with content. And there is something very sacred about a book, a physical book, like in the, you know, a physical book that you read from cover to cover, and just immersing yourself into that experience, whether it's a self-help book, whether it's something related to a hobby or an interest or a spiritually based book. I want to challenge you that this next step is to start reading an actual book, and not multiple, not on your Kindle, a physical book, one book. And just pick something that you're drawn to and commit to reading it from cover to cover. Brilliance will be born from that experience. Just trust me. It's coming straight from my spirit guides. It will work. An actual book. And you can get you can go to the library, you can go to the bookstore, whatever it is. An actual physical book. Just read one. And then the next step, and it's very much connected, limit your internet usage, particularly social media. And when my spirit guides brought me this, I never say that. Some of my mentors and people I follow, they'll say limit that. And I realize now, like, there's no exploration space because I'm like glued to the phone. Like there is never a time when I'm not looking something up, and I'm already a research junkie as it is. And so and then add social media on top of that, that's other people's energy. Whoever wrote that post, that's their energy. And we are now so bombarded with energy. Constant. It's very difficult to know where we start and someone else starts. And we've got to kind of refine ourselves. And it's no hate on social media. You don't even have to take like a social media break or, TV break or internet break. I'm not saying you don't have to do it that way. I want you to start to be vigilantly aware and not make it such a constant in your life. okay, if I'm gonna check social media in the morning or in the evening, or email in the morning or in the evening, but I'm gonna keep some boundaries around it so that I have my own energetic space. One of the reasons you can't figure out what it is that you want to do, because you are bombarded with other people doing stuff and doing stuff and doing stuff, and they might be doing crazy stuff, they might not be doing crazy stuff, whatever it is, you don't know, because we don't have the space anymore. We don't have, like, I think back to me at 21, you know, God, almost 15, 16 years ago, me being 21 and going through this journey. I didn't know how, sure, we have internet, and maybe I might check something from time to time, but, you know, I probably had to dial in, or, you know, you definitely wasn't on your phone. I don't even think there was text message at that time, but you think about it, now it's like constant, and in any given moment, you're doing something, and sometimes the answers come when we are still. And so if you can just give yourself more stillness, more time with just you in your own energetic vibration, you will start to figure out what the next step is. Next in your journey, meditate and pray. Meditate and pray, like daily. Meditate and pray. Whomever you pray to, and however way you pray, who cares? That's you and God. But I want you to commit to meditation, some form of meditation, which is really just being still, breathing. And you don't have to clear your mind. If you just start breathing deeply and being in that space, your mind will clear itself. But really take time daily to do both of those. Next in the exploration, explore. Try things. Try anything you want. You get the freedom to do whatever you want. It doesn't have to be the best thing ever. Just try it. I find I was having a little exploration paralysis, which is so not in my nature, because I have a lot of fives in my numerology chart, and that's fun, freedom, adventure, movement. I love that stuff. I live for that stuff. But lately I've been, like, stuck, and I realized what I was doing was I was putting perfectionism on it. This has to be the greatest thing ever, right? If I'm going to spend the money to do it, it has to be fantastic. No, it doesn't. The money will be returned. If you really don't have it to spend, don't spend it. By no means. I don't want you to blow your budget. But allow yourself permission to try things, see things, remember who you are. My birthday was in April, and I had gone to see the Miles Davis. John Cheadle played Miles Davis, Miles Ahead. And I had written a show in college about Miles Davis, a one-woman show, and I played all the women in his life. And, it was autobiographical, it was a biography. I called it documentary theater and of Miles Davis. And so as I was, that was my life for, like, 3 years. I was just immersed in all things Miles Davis. Like, every waking moment was working on this show, and there were various versions of the show and researching the show. And so then, you know, you grow up and you start working, and you got to take care of yourself. Slowly, you know, I'll play Miles at least a couple times a month. But outside of that, I hadn't really done much around that Miles thing. So then it got me thinking about Miles Davis, and I realized that even playing the music, I wasn't listening. And I after I saw the movie the next day, I went on this walk. You know, usually I'm walking for exercise, I'm walking at home, or I'm playing through an idea for the business during my walk, but never a walk where I just am being and listening. And those were the cornerstones of my spiritual practice. Walking meditations are something that I teach, and I hadn't done them in years. So I went on this journey and I just listened. And that begins your exploration. Whatever it is, remember who you were before you were here. All those passions and those interests, pick them up again. And then from there, try things you just keep telling yourself you're going to do. I'm going to go try that, or I'm going to take this class, or this or that. And here's the key. Don't you dare take a picture, and don't you dare put it on social media. This is your exploration. It's not about anybody else. It's about you. And even if you've got kids and responsibilities and Amy, I have no time. You can shave out 30 minutes in your busy, busy week. Well, A, you might need to start getting a lot unbusy. But start with 30 minutes where you go on some type of exploration, whether you read through a magazine you normally don't read, and not from the perspective, I know I had gotten into this place, and if you're a self-helper where you're reading things, you're like, okay, how can I be better at this? Not from that place, just from an observer. Oh, wow, that's interesting. That feels good. That's how you start this exploration. And keep trying and keep trying, and nothing has to be perfect. You just try, and see what shows up, how it makes you feel. Next step, forgiveness and releasing. This is a universal year of 9. This is all about letting go of the past. Be willing, as you're on this exploration to figuring out what's next for you, to forgive and to release. Forgive and release. Forgive and release. Forgive and release. And it's not about anybody else. It's not about you even having to say it out loud to anybody. It's about you. I'm willing to release that. I'm willing to forgive that. And sometimes we don't know what to forgive or to release. Just sit quiet 2-3 minutes. And say, intuition, just show me who I need to forgive today. Show me what I need to forgive. Show me what I need to release. And it will show up. An image in your mind will show up. A memory, something will show up. And be willing to just go piece by piece and forgive and release it. And then explore some more. Read more. Listen more. Seek without feeling the need to push. I'm going to say this to you. This is from my spirit guides. Seek without feeling the need to push. We're going. There's got to be a goal. We got to get this done. Got to get to that next level. We've forgotten how to seek. You know, everything has to have a return now. Right? If I do that, it needs to have X number of return. Just try. Without a guarantee that there's going to be a return, just try. And know that I'm telling you there is going to be a beautiful return. And what you will find is you will return to a space of expansiveness. But just approach it from the open heart of I'm willing. And then there will come a time where you feel like, oh, shit, I'm taking way too much time on this. I got goals. I got to-do lists. I got stuff I got to do, and I'm not taking that away from you. You will have stuff you have to do. You have to live your life. You have your responsibilities. You got to keep things in order. But be in the space of the minute you feel like pushing, you pull back and ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Because fear makes us do crazy things. It makes us think there's not enough time. It makes us think that we can't take action. It makes us feel content to just complain. It makes us feel like we need to destroy all that's good in our life. Stay on top of your fears and ask yourself moment by moment. Put that in that journal. What am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? Do what you can and let what you can't do go. And just trust the journey. The answers will be revealed. I promise you, engage what you love, everything that you hold dear, and be open to loving more, to receiving more, and being better than you were before. I love you. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And if you like this program, please review it at iTunes. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.